Okay, today, Baruch Hashem, we're continuing in the fourth parak of Maseches Avodah Zarah. We are up to Parak Dalid, Mishnah Beis. So says the Mishnah as follows: Matzav Rosho Ma'os. If a person found money on top of this Avodah Zarah, this Markulis, or Ksus, or Kalim, or he found clothing, or he found other Kalim, Harel Mutarin, that's Mutabahana. For those Kalim are Mutabahana, those money is Mutabahana. Parchile Anavim, if he found clusters of grapes, Vatarashal Shibalim, or grain, Vieno Sushman Muslasos, or wine, or oil, or flour, Vakaldav Shakyotu about Karval Gabe Mizbeach, or anything that normally would be brought in the Mizbeach, then Asr. Then it's Asr, because you have to assume that was brought as it's Kroves for Avodah Zarah. The halach is there anything that was brought as it's Krovas for Avodah Zarah is going to be Aser Bahana'a. But something like money or something like that, or clothing or things like that, we assume was not brought as a Tekroves for the Avodah Zarah. At worst, it's some sort of donation toward the Avodah Zarah, which itself does not necessarily become Aser Bahana'a. Moving on to Mishnah Gimel. Avodah Zarah Shayel Agina Umerchatz. If an Avodah Zarah had a garden or a merchatz that was designated for the Avodah Zarah, then mehen shalo betova, you're allowed to get hana from it as long as you don't give anything in return for the hana. If there's an entrance fee or something like that, you don't pay for it. Then mehen betova. But if there's an entrance fee or something that you're going to give to it, you're going to water the garden or something like that, that you're not allowed to do. Hayashalav shalachirim. But if that garden belonged not only to the Avodah Zarah but also to others as well, meaning it was some sort of shutvus and the whatever profits are made are divided between the Avodah Zarah and the other Shutvim, then you're allowed to get an offer from it, both if you pay for it and if you do not pay for it. Because it doesn't look like you're paying for the sake of the Avodah Zarah, but even then, only if it's a little bit betova. But if you're giving a lot of money, that's still going to be problematic. So let's review what we learned today. So in Mishnah Beis, we had said that if you find money or clothing or kelim on top of an Avodah Zarah, it's mutar, but if you find things that would be brought in the Mizbeach, like grapes or wheat or wine or oil or flour, anything like that, you have to assume it's Tekrovus Avodah Zarah and Aser Bahana. And in Mishnah Gimel, we said that an Avodah Zarah that has a garden or a bathhouse dedicated to it, you're only allowed to get Hana from it if you don't pay for it. But if you pay for it, you may not get Hana from it. But if it's owned B'shutvus, you're allowed to get Hana from it even if you pay for it. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Perek Dalid, Mishnah Dalid.